Listen up, athletes. Most of you are dedicating 90% of your energy to training and only 10% to recovery. That is a critical imbalance, and it is holding you back. Here is the core truth. Your muscles do not get stronger during the workout. They rebuild and adapt while you rest. If you want faster bounce-back times, injury prevention, and sustained performance, you have to treat recovery with the exact same strategic intensity as your training. Let's break down 5 evidence-based methods that will transform how you recover. First up, percussive massage therapy. These devices use high-frequency vibrations that penetrate muscle tissue up to 16 millimeters deep. They trigger your Golgi tendon organs to force muscle relaxation, accelerate blood flow to flush out metabolic waste, and improve fascial mobility for a better range of motion. The research is clear. Just 2 minutes per muscle group delivers recovery benefits equivalent to a 15-minute manual massage. Here is your cue. Apply it for 30 to 60 seconds pre-workout to prime the tissue and 2 minutes post-workout for repair. Always move the device slowly at a 45-degree angle. Steer clear of bones and joints and never exceed 2 minutes per area to avoid tissue damage. Next, let's talk compression gear and boots. These leverage graduated pressure to enhance circulation and knock down swelling. Proper athletic compression applies 20 to 30 millimeters of mercury pressure, with the strongest pressure at the extremities. That external pressure increases venous flow velocity, dampens energy-wasting muscle oscillation, and accelerates the clearance of lactic acid and muscle damage markers. Your protocol: wear compression garments for 12 to 24 hours post-race and limit pneumatic boot sessions to 20 to 30 minutes. And a critical warning, never wear compression sleeves during travel to prevent dangerous blood pooling, and always size based on actual body measurements, not standard clothing sizes. Now we move to the fuel. Post-race nutrition and hydration capitalize on a critical 30-minute window where your body's ability to convert carbohydrates into glycogen jumps by 300%. The second you cross the finish line, consume fast-absorbing carbs and protein in a 4-to-1 ratio. This simple combo boosts glycogen storage by 30% compared to carbs alone. Target 1 gram of carbohydrate per pound of body weight within the first 2 hours. For rehydration, drink 16 to 20 ounces of fluid for every single pound you lost on the course. And leave the high-fat, highly processed, or alcoholic foods for later. They slow digestion and trigger inflammation when you need repair most. Keep in mind, long-distance athletes often need 10 to 12 grams of carbs per kilogram of body weight daily during heavy training blocks. But none of this matters if you ignore the foundation: sleep and passive recovery. Quality sleep triggers the release of human growth hormone, which peaks roughly 2 hours after you fall asleep and drives cell regeneration, protein synthesis, and immune function. Sleep deprivation is a performance killer. It reduces your time to exhaustion by 11%, impairs reaction times, spikes your injury risk, and throws your cortisol and testosterone completely out of whack. Aim for 7 to 9 hours every single night. Optimize your environment. Keep the bedroom around 68 degrees, eliminate screens, and stick to a consistent schedule. For race prep, shift your bedtime earlier by 20 minutes each night, or go to bed an hour early for 2 nights prior to accumulate those extra restorative cycles. Finally, we have active recovery. This uses low-intensity movement to accelerate healing. Keeping your exercise at 30 to 60% of your max heart rate maintains blood flow to damaged tissues, delivering oxygen and nutrients while flushing out metabolic waste. Studies show active recovery clears 68% of accumulated blood lactate and can enable you to perform subsequent workouts 3 times longer than if you just sat on the couch. Your cue: implement 10 to 15 minutes of light movement immediately post-race, followed by 20 to 40 minutes the next day. Stick to low-impact activities like walking, easy swimming, or gentle cycling, and listen to your body. If pain or fatigue increases, stop. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. Recovery is not a single activity. It's a coordinated system. Each method addresses a different biological pathway. Percussive therapy handles mechanical tension, compression manages circulation and swelling, nutrition replenishes your fuel and building blocks, sleep orchestrates hormonal and cellular repair, and active recovery maintains metabolic clearance. These techniques are most powerful when combined strategically, not used in isolation. Remember, proper timing, correct dosage, and consistency matter far more than intensity. Overusing recovery tools or ignoring fundamentals like sleep and immediate nutrition will undermine even the best training. By treating recovery as an active, non-negotiable component of your plan, you transform downtime into your greatest competitive advantage. This ensures faster adaptation, fewer injuries, and peak performance when it matters most. Now, let's get to work.